Thank you for lunch, Lottie. I'll see you soon. God, that woman could talk. Rich, what are you doing here?
Is that Mrs. Sampson?
Yes. Lottie and I were discussing the Bedford Hills Fine Art Museum's luncheon next week.
I like her new nose.
Oh, I think she thinks we're all fooled by it. Now, why aren't you in school? You said you were going.
I went. I couldn't concentrate, so I signed myself out for the day.
What if your father finds out?
What'll he do? I can't undo it, can I? Besides, I needed to clear my head.
I know you're anxious about your mother's return, but I have faith that Amy will be fine, Rich.
That's what they said when she came back from rehab the first time. And guess what? She started drinking again. She was hiding booze bottles in the plants, the grand piano, inside the toilet tanks, and inside Grandma Livingston's urn. She couldn't quit before, so why should any of us expect that she'll be reformed this time?
Because she wants to get better.
Did she tell you that?
Rich.
No, Aunt Diane, I know my mother. I've had a front row seat to all her nonsense for as long as I can remember. At least Chris has been away at boarding school and he hasn't had to deal with it. Now my dad's at the end of his rope, too.
Did Jacob say that?
Not in so many words, but I can see it on his face.
Rich, I know you're frustrated with Amy, but you have to try and believe that she'll be okay this time.
Why?
Alcoholism is a disease, and it afflicts her. She didn't choose this, but we all have to help her stay sober.
She fell off the wagon all by herself, Aunt Diane.
Try to be compassionate.
Why? She's missed out most of my life and all of Chris's because she chose the bottle over her children. Crap. It's my dad. I shouldn't have come here. I have to go.
Oh, Amy. Look what you've done.
Diane, was that Rich?
Jacob. Yes, it was him. But don't scream at him for cutting class. He's on edge. We all are.
I know. Where's the bloody waiter? I need a drink.
Jacob, where's Amy? Why isn't she with you?